Chapter 3. Arriving in London. Holding her map, Carlotta stood at the bus stop and tried to understand her sister's instructions. This was only Carlotta's second visit to London, and she couldn't remember her way around the city. Maria wanted to meet her sister at the airport, but Carlotta thought she could find her own way. Now she was sorry. Carlotta looked at the map, and then again at Maria's instructions. Then she looked back at the confusing numbers on the bus stop sign. An elderly woman was watching her carefully. She could see that Carlotta was confused.
"Where are you trying to get to?" asked the woman kindly.
"Get to?" asked Carlotta. Normally she could speak English very well, but she felt nervous because she was lost and she didn't understand the question.
"Where do you want to go?"
asked the woman, moving closer. Carlotta showed the woman Maria's address on the small piece of paper. The woman looked at it.
"This is the right bus stop," she said. "You must take the number 2 bus to the big shopping centre. It will come in 10 minutes. Then get off and get on a different bus. The number 14 bus will take you to this street."
"Thank you very much," said Carlotta, smiling. She was proud that she was finding her way. As Carlotta was waiting for the bus, it started to rain. "Typical English weather," she thought. "It's sunny one minute and raining the next." When the bus came, she sat on a seat next to the window. She repeated to herself, "Shopping centre, number 14 bus," to help her remember the instructions. As the bus doors closed, two men tried to get on, but the bus driver didn't stop. Angrily, they banged on the windows and shouted at him. Their hair and clothes were wet from the rain. Carlotta felt bad for them, but she didn't like the way they were shouting and screaming. As the bus started to move away, Carlotta observed the men. She couldn't be sure, but she thought that one of them was pointing at her. She turned her back and tried to forget them. "Shopping centre, number 14 bus," she said to herself. Gary Smith and George Kelly were sitting in a car outside the airport. Suddenly, Gary's phone rang. It was their partner, Julio.
"Are you in place?" he asked.
"Yes, we're outside the arrivals watching the passengers," answered Gary. "Were you successful?"
"Yes, it was very simple," Julio replied.
"There was quite a crowd in the duty-free, and the historian didn't see me take the pintadera from his bag. He made it easy for me. He left it in his trolley and was busy talking to the salesman. After that, I put it into a young girl's bag. She's got no idea it's in there."
"Well, it won't be there much longer," said Gary. "We'll get it from her, don't worry. Describe her to us."
20 minutes later, the men were still waiting for the young Spanish woman to appear. They knew that she was pretty and had long dark hair. They knew she was wearing blue jeans and a purple top with maybe a coat now because of the weather. Most important, she was carrying a red bag. And in that bag, hopefully, was the small but very valuable piece of art called a pintadera. At last, Carlotta appeared. She was leaving the airport and moving to the bus waiting outside. They knew it was her. She had the red bag over her shoulder. She was also pulling a large, heavy suitcase. They followed the bus closely in the car. They hoped to take the bag quickly without hurting the girl. They followed the bus for a long way. At last, it stopped on a busy street, and they saw Carlotta get off. She was holding a map and looking a bit lost. She started to speak to a lady, clearly asking about the buses. They could get the bag now. George tried to park the car, but there was no space, and there was a police car behind them.
They had no option. Oh, no. Now we'll have to drive around that corner to find parking.
It took some minutes to find parking, and they were very agitated by now. It was raining heavily as they quickly ran back to the bus stop. But when they arrived, the bus doors were closing.
"Stop the bus!" shouted Gary, and he hit the doors. "Open the doors!" shouted George,
but the driver didn't stop. The bus left, taking Carlotta and the Pintadera with it.